Welcome to the latest episode of the ERP Strategies and Solutions podcast series. In this series, we'll join ERP specialists, business owners, industry insiders, and others to explore the business benefits of ERP. Now, here's your host, Chris Carroll.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another edition of ERP Strategies and Solutions. I'm Chris Carroll. Today's podcast is a review of Panorama Consulting's Clash of the Titans 2012. This is an independent analysis of ERP implementation, comparing the three titans of the enterprise software industry. I'm going to be speaking with Eric Kimberling, president of Panorama Consulting Solutions, and an expert in all things ERP, including market research and trend analysis. Eric, thanks for joining us again on the program.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me.
You bet. It's always great to have you. And we have just a little bit of time here and a lot of ground to cover, so let's get into it. Eric, if you would, please give our listeners some background on the report that we're talking about. How did it come about, and what does it measure?
Well, Chris, it came about because we had so many clients that were evaluating the three titans of the industry, as you called it at the opening of the segment, SAP, Oracle, and Microsoft Dynamics. Those are the three biggest ERP vendors in the marketplace. And just in the last year and a half or 24 months, we've had a couple dozen different clients come to us and say, hey, you know, we're looking at these three vendors. Can you help us evaluate which one's the best? Mm-hmm. So part of our lessons learned and part of our knowledge capital that we've built over the years has been focused on how to compare all different types of ERP solutions, but in particular, we had a lot of clients asking about these three. So we decided to put together a report to kind of summarize some of, at a high level, some of the findings that we've had over the years. And the report provides an analysis of SAP, Oracle, Microsoft Dynamics in relation to benefits realization, implementation duration, market share, selection rates, payback periods, a lot of the different metrics that companies want to hear about or want to understand as it relates to the different different packages. So they're good data points. It's a good amount of research. Different companies that we work with have different needs, so they're all going to have different needs as it relates to functional requirements or technical maturity, tolerance for risk, their budgets, etc. So it's a little tough to generalize as it relates to these three vendors, but we think this research provides some good data points for companies that are looking at ERP solutions like these three titans.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so who then participated in the survey this year, and how was the data actually collected?
Well, the data was collected via online polling beginning in February 2006 through May of 2012. So it was almost 6 years in the making. So the data we've gathered is very rich, it's very deep, and it's very broad. So we had 2,000 respondents from 61 countries, and these 2,000 respondents selected and implemented SAP, Oracle, and or Microsoft Dynamics. So we really focused our analysis on the 2,000 companies across the globe that evaluated and implemented one of these three solutions.
I see. And so what were the key differences that you found between SAP, Oracle, and Microsoft Dynamics?
Well, at a high level, the differences that we focused on were really in three areas. One was implementation duration, second was payback period, and the third was business risk. And I'll start with the first one, implementation duration. Mm-hmm. When we looked at the average actual duration, which is a metric we like to look at because you get a lot of sales hype during the sales cycle and unrealistic expectations as far as how long a sales rep tells you an implementation might take versus reality.
Right.
And what we found in the study is that Oracle users reported the highest variance between their planned and actual implementations. So the average Oracle customer expects to implement in 14 months, but it actually takes them 18 months. Hmm. And Oracle also had the longest overall implementation duration. Similarly, Microsoft Dynamics and SAP also had kind of a disconnect between planned and actual durations. Dynamics customers expected 11 months, but it took them 13 months to implement. And SAP customers expected 15 months, but experienced 17-month durations. So in all three cases, there's a misalignment there between expectations and reality.
Right.
And you can kind of see that the bigger of the two, SAP and Oracle, both take, you know, 17 or 18 months, respectively. And then Microsoft Dynamics takes the shortest duration of the three at 13 months.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we look at payback period, that's the second area that we explored some of the differences, and we found that a majority of SAP implementations took longer than 3 years to provide the payback or return on investment that they made in the software.
Okay.
So 36% of companies that implement SAP take at least 3 years to get their return on investment. But when you look at the percentage of companies that experienced implementation paybacks of less than a year, SAP also had the highest rate. So they had kind of a dichotomy there of having the largest percentage of long ROIs and the largest percentage of short ROIs. So clearly a lot of variance there, a lot of variation in different SAP projects across the globe. And then when you look at Oracle and Microsoft Dynamics, they had very similar rates of payback. Microsoft Dynamics had 15% had paybacks in over 3 years and 15% in less than a year. And then with Oracle, it was 20 and 17% respectively. And then the third area that we look at in the study is business risk. And business risk is interesting because a lot of people think about implementation cost and duration because that's kind of the immediate thing you've got to be thinking about as a project manager or a CFO or a CIO.
Right.
But what a lot of times they're not thinking about is what happens after that investment, after you go live with the software. What is the risk on your operations, especially if you don't implement correctly? And what we found is that SAP actually has the highest rate of business risk. And what we mean by business risk is there's some type of material operational disruption at the time of go live. They can't ship product, they can't close the books. Those are two examples. Mm-hmm. And SAP actually had the highest rate, while Oracle had the lowest rate of business risk. So that's just kind of an interesting tidbit there as it relates to perceptions in the marketplace and kind of the realities of the risks of ERP implementation. So hopefully that answers your question. Those are the three major areas we looked at, just at a real high level in the study.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very interesting. And so what I want to find out now is, were these materially different than, say, the findings that you've had in previous years?
Yes and no. I mean, I think at a high level, there's not a new story to tell at the very highest level. In other words, when we look at the fact that most projects take longer than expected or cost more than expected, that's been the case every year. We've looked at the data for the last 5 years. So,
okay.
You know, the numbers have changed slightly, but the patterns are somewhat the same.
I see.
However, the one thing that is interesting that's a bit different than previous years is that, you know, implementations still take longer than expected. So 61% were over schedule in 2011 as well as 2012. So it was a very, very consistent data year over year. But this year we see some changes in how the vendors compare to one another as it relates to implementation duration. So the longest implementation time in 2011 was Microsoft Dynamics, followed by SAP, then Oracle. But then when we looked at the implementation time in the more recent implementations that completed in 2012, Oracle was actually the longest implementation time, followed by SAP and then Microsoft Dynamics. So it almost completely inverted or switched around the implementation durations over last year.
I see. So there are actually a lot of different factors to consider when you're weighing the pluses and minuses of any of these vendors. Were there any other interesting points that your analysts found in this data?
Yeah, there's a couple of things. One is that a majority of SAP, Oracle, and Microsoft Dynamics customers reported that their implementations delivered less than 50% of the anticipated business benefits.
Hmm.
So it's kind of what we call the 50-50 rule. I think it was overall across the whole study, across all vendors, it was 50% realized less than 50% of the expected benefits, but it was actually higher. The benefits, the percentage of companies that didn't realize the expected benefits was actually higher for SAP, Oracle, and Microsoft Dynamics, which is a bit concerning because those are the three largest in the industry.
Right.
More specifically, only 23% of SAP customers, 24% of Oracle customers, and 23% of Microsoft Dynamics customers reported achieving at least 50% or more of the expected business benefits that they had outlined early in the project.
Wow.
And some of the examples of business benefits that were received is kind of interesting to look at too, because you always wonder, what do companies actually realize in terms of benefits? And some of the categories that companies in the study outlined were availability of information. That's a benefit that 60% pointed to. Increased interaction across the business, decreased labor cost, and improved lead times were some of the leading responses in the survey. So those are just a few interesting points in addition to what we talked about earlier.
Okay. Well, Eric, we need to take a quick break here, and I want you to stick with us and come back. We're talking with Eric Kimberling with Panorama Consulting Solutions. We're reviewing their Clash of the Titans 2012, an independent analysis of ERP implementation, comparing the three titans of the enterprise software industry. Coming up in just a moment.
Not sure which direction to go with your ERP initiative? Having trouble getting your ERP implementation completed on time without compromising tangible benefits?
Panorama Consulting Solutions is an independent ERP consulting firm focused on ERP software selection, implementation, and organizational change management.
So whether you're about to select your ERP software, need help with implementation, or need to get more out of your existing ERP software, Panorama can help your organization reduce its ERP cost and risk while optimizing business benefits. In fact, compared to the average organization, Panorama's clients implement their ERP solutions at less than 50% of the cost and in 10% less time. Some of Panorama's clients include Samsonite, Kodak, Coldwater Creek, Maxon Lift, and Ashcroft Incorporated.
Call Panorama at 720-515-1377. That's 720-515-1377.
Or visit us on the web at www.panorama-consulting.com.
Welcome back to ERP Strategies and Solutions. Thanks for being here as we talk about Panorama Consulting's Clash of the Titans 2012. Now, this is an independent analysis of ERP implementation, comparing the three titans of the enterprise software industry. And joining us again, Eric Kimberling, president of Panorama Consulting Solutions and an expert in all things ERP. Now, Eric, let's get right back into the discussion. We're talking about the findings of your Clash of the Titans report for 2012. What do you think these findings imply about ERP implementation in general?
Well, I think I'll talk about what they don't imply. I don't think this data implies that SAP, Oracle, or Microsoft Dynamics as software products have any sort of deficiencies that are causing these results. I think the bigger thing that it shows is that the fact that companies are realizing low levels of business benefits and are taking longer and taking more time and money to implement is more a reflection of how the companies are implementing the products. Mm-hmm. So I think if anything, it underscores how critical it is to hold both your internal and external implementation teams accountable for benefits realization and also ensure that the projects focus not just on the technical aspects of the implementation, which is what most CIOs and project teams tend to focus on, but more importantly, those projects should be focused on the business process, organizational change management, overall program management, some of the more intangible but more important aspects of an implementation. And, you know, our team has experience in implementing SAP, Oracle, and Microsoft Dynamics for hundreds of organizations across the globe.
Right.
And when you compare what our average client achieves in terms of implementation cost, duration, and benefits realized, it paints a very different picture than when you look at the average across the industry. Most of our clients implement in less time with less of a budget and realize higher benefits than what you're seeing in the marketplace. So I think that points to the fact that, you know, we're implementing the same exact product that all these other companies are implementing, but yet our clients realize better results. And the reason for that obviously isn't the software. It's the way that the software is being implemented.
Right, right. So basically, it's because of the team at Panorama Consulting Solutions. You guys can take any one of these particular softwares and realize benefits greater than the averages that were outlined in this report.
Yeah, exactly. And that's through our methodologies and proven processes that are very much focused on some of these critical success factors that, you know, the average technical consultant is going to overlook. You know, for example, when you talk about organizational change management, your average traditional ERP consultant thinks, well, that means training, and I've got, you know, these boilerplate training materials, so I am covering the organizational change management needs for this particular client. And the reality is there's a lot more to change management than that. There's organizational change impact. There's the organizational readiness. There's employee communications. There's a whole strategy that goes into that most traditional ERP consultants just aren't aware of or aren't versed in. And our methodology and teams and processes all focuses on those aspects of the project that are more likely to make it succeed or fail.
Mm-hmm. So, Eric, where can our listeners find out more about this?
Well, you can actually download the entire report on our website. If you just go to the website and register under the Resource Center, you can download the paper and read more on the Clash of the Titans, the entire Clash of the Titans report. You can also download our overall 2012 ERP report, which is more a little bit more broad-based. It doesn't just focus on SAP, Oracle, and Microsoft. It focuses on ERP software in general. And then if you happen to be listening and you've just recently finished an ERP implementation, you can also participate in the survey by going to the ERP Diagnostics part of our Resource Center and participate in our study that will be published in 2013.
All right, great. Well, Eric, once again, I want to thank you for joining us here on ERP Strategies and Solutions. As always, the information is invaluable to me and our listeners. Thanks again for being here.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Chris.
Once again, everyone, that was Eric Kimberling joining us on ERP Strategies and Solutions, president of Panorama Consulting Solutions. And remember, we're wrapping up this review of Panorama's 2012 Clash of the Titans report. But if you have any questions about any of the stuff that we've covered here today, check out Panorama's website at panorama-consulting.com. That's panorama-consulting.com. This is Chris Carroll. Thanks again for listening, everyone. We'll talk to you next time on ERP Strategies and Solutions.
Register for our free weekly ERP webcast series. Download white papers or read our ERP research on our website.
Call Panorama at 720-515-1377.
Email us at info@panorama-consulting.com or visit us on the web at panorama-consulting.com. And be sure to subscribe to this podcast series for more ERP Strategies and Solutions.